Across Canada, security is high on the minds of lawmakers, police, and individuals. It's all in response to the fatal shooting of a Canadian soldier while he stood on guard at Canada's War Memorial in Ottawa. Minutes later, the gunman, 32-year-old Michael Zahaf Bibeau, entered the Parliament buildings. There was a shootout with security guards, and then he himself was shot dead. The incident raised questions about how he was able to get into Parliament and why police were caught by surprise. Military bases were locked down. Even now, soldiers have been cautioned about wearing their uniforms in public. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper says tougher new security laws are needed.
There are serious security threats in this country, and in many cases, those serious security threats continue to be at large and not subject to detention or arrest. I know that is something that concerns Canadians at large. It concerns the government, and we are working with our security agencies to examine how we can handle that situation.
Harper's proposed laws would strengthen police powers of surveillance, detention, and arrest. Across Ontario, many people are feeling the anxiety.
Due to recent incidents in Ottawa and Montreal, the TTC has increased security vigilance.
Even Toronto's public transit system says security is being increased. There are more police cars on the roads, more police and uniformed security officers at airports, train stations, city halls, and public buildings. And people are being told to stay vigilant, that if they see something suspicious, they should tell police. There's also been a call for security staff at Ontario's legislative building in Toronto to be allowed to carry weapons. And it will no longer be the same Canada. Civil libertarians warn that beefing up security usually means some freedoms will suffer. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.